Good morning. A few isolated showers and thunderstorms are tracking across Lake Ontario in central New York into the western Adirondacks early this morning. So an isolated shower in a few spots is possible. Otherwise, we have partly to mostly sunny skies and temperatures largely in the 60s with a bit of mugginess in the air to start the new week. We will enjoy a good amount of sunshine across the region today with increasing humidity, and that sun will push temperatures into the upper 80s and lower 90s on average for daytime highs as a ridge of high pressure builds in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. We do run the risk of one of these isolated showers or thunderstorms to fire during the day, especially across the higher terrain, but without any real trigger in the atmosphere, generally speaking, most everyone should stay dry. Same thing through the evening and overnight hours with mostly clear skies. It'll remain warm with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. The next front will slowly approach from the Great Lakes over the next few days. It'll draw closer during the day on Tuesday. Out ahead of the front, temperatures will be even warmer, and with a mix of hazy sun and clouds, highs on Tuesday afternoon will reach into the lower and even some middle 90s. This will produce another round of isolated to scattered showers and thunderstorms, but once again, generally dry. The front will move through on Tuesday night and early on Wednesday. That's when we'll see our best chance of showers and thunderstorms associated with it. Behind the front will start a drier trend on Wednesday afternoon, and temperatures will be back into the upper 80s. Still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Thursday in the mid-80s before we dry it out Friday and into the weekend with highs staying in the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front over the upper Midwest will slowly move to the east and into the Ohio Valley while also sagging south into the southern plains. Moisture will pool along this boundary, producing showers and thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over the central plains and mid-Mississippi Valley and also the lower Ohio Valley. The main hazards will be dangerous lightning, severe thunderstorm wind gusts, and hail. The Weather Prediction Center has also issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall over the same area. With rich summertime moisture in place, clusters of thunderstorms will produce locally very heavy rainfall over a short period of time. The heavy rain could result in scattered flash flooding today and tonight. In addition, tropical moisture over the southeast and along the central Gulf Coast will give rise to afternoon showers and storms today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, the moisture will surge back north over the central and northern plains, supporting additional rain and thunderstorms there. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with drizzle and fog, 52 degrees, with a west wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 46 degrees. In Albany on the hour, a few clouds and 65 degrees, the dew point 63, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.03 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. Boston mostly sunny, an isolated shower or storm around 90. And in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 75, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.23 inches for the month, which is 3.10 inches above normal, and 22.07 inches for the year, which is 1.75 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 96, set in 1949. And the record low, 48, in 1948 and in 1955. Sunrise this morning was at 5:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:03 p.m. 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with just a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam. Also for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs around 90. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs around 90. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower to mid-90s. Partly sunny, showers and storms likely Wednesday in the upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or storm on Thursday in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday, mid-80s, and mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.